This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to hear what phrases have to go away. Now, this was trending on Twitter a few days ago, and we're just now getting around to really giving it its just due, tabling it.
I know, right?
Getting it. What's weird about I know, right, is I don't want you to take this the wrong way, because it kind of defines you, it doesn't drive me nuts.
Are you sure? Because I'm doing it all the time.
I guess because I'm just so used to you saying it that it doesn't.
I know, right? I'll try and vary the tone and the texture, I'm basically saying it.
That's on the list.
Yeah.
I know, but I know, right, is like.
I'm guilty. I'm bad at that.
There's something about the affirmation of it that I like. Like, I don't. Earlier today, I was talking to Aaron, and I was like, I don't even remember what I said, but I ended every sentence with right. It was like, well, I'm gonna try not to fall asleep, right? And then, like, it's a conversational tool to be like, when you say I know, right, you're like going, I heard what you said. I feel the same way.
It is affirmation.
It is. So okay. I don't know why that one has to go away.
I know, right?
See?
Yeah, that's going to live forever.
I know, right? I mean, I was upset to see that one on the list. I don't say it as often as you do.
No, you hardly ever. I'm the worst one.
I don't know what my crutches are, though. I say literally too much. I know that.
Everyone points out like and literally.
Say like a lot. I say a lot, but the I know. I'm going to ruin the show right now, but has been trained into my vocabulary because the systems we use to make the radio station work often make way too many noises when you try to call our show. Mm-hmm. So if you hear me say before I say somebody's name, that's me waiting for the phone to catch up so they can actually hear. So if I just hit the thing and I said Bill wouldn't hear me saying his name.
Right.
So I'm saying waiting for the system to catch up so I can say Bill and
so
then you'll hear
me. Yep.
So half my ums are
strategic.
Yes. And the fault of this company. But I do say like a lot. And I apologize. But that, guess what?
That's not on the list.
It's not on the list.
I
know, right? I can't adult today is on the list.
I don't hear. Is that a parent thing? You must hear that in your group of parents and friends.
I don't hear it. You know who says that is like millennials where they're like, it's like. Oh my God, now that you said it, I'm saying like a lot. It's for people, it's when you wake up and you're going, I don't.
Oh, I'm not in the mood.
I just can't adult today.
I can't adult today. I don't like that.
Just the structure of the sentence doesn't work. I can't adult. I can't even.
I can't even.
That's another one that I'm not a fan of.
Huh, I don't hear that one as often.
I just can't even.
I like
can't
that.
Even what? You got to finish that.
I kind of like that better than I can't adult today.
Right. I can't even is better because then it leaves it up to the discretion of the hearer
look
to figure
at you.
Out. Another one they say has got to go away, and I use this one all the time, asking for a friend.
I'm hearing that a lot, like in the last year, that that's kind of rearing its head. But if you're actually asking for a friend,
More often than not, you're not.
You're asking it for yourself.
Yeah, it's like if I described myself, it's like, hey, I know this middle-aged guy who's lost his hair looking for a way to get it all back, asking for a friend.
You know what I mean?
So it's like, gotcha. You're clearly talking about you, but you pretend to be.
Stop saying that, we know you're not.
But it's funny.
I'm asking for a friend.
Right. What was another one on here you hated?
Most of them. What's edgelord?
So that was my problem. That's why we're going to open it up to you guys, because we're going to, you know, Webster adds words to the dictionary every year. We're doing the opposite. We're going to subtract words and phrases from the vocabulary. Edgelord, I have no idea what it means. I've never heard that.
You had to explain on fleek to me.
On fleek, I'm not a fan of. It's just.
On point? Is that the same?
Sort of.
Okay.
It just means it was awesome.
Oh, well, they're just...
Awesome wasn't cool before... you know what I mean? We, every generation chooses their thing. Like my parents were like, ooh, that was groovy.
Oh, like, okay. Oh. So one, this is that there.
They get to, I don't have a problem with on fleek. It's like,
okay.
It's, man, that party was lit. It's like, you mean there was lights there? No, it was lit. Oh,
it was good time. It was awesome.
Yeah. I just don't, I'm not, yeah. But you have to let, every generation has to have their words for cool, not cool, awesome, not awesome.
Fleek.
On fleek is a good thing. But what has to go away is YOLO. I don't like YOLO.
I get that confused with the other one. It's buy one, get one. No, that's the other one.
That's BOGO.
Yeah, but to stop with the yo's and the go's and the
You don't want anything to be abbreviated.
I know it's shorter and it's faster, but no, because then I have to... So what was YOLO again? The time of your life? No, the best...
You only live once.
That. And then what's GOAT?
Greatest of all time.
Oh, okay, that's right. Because that one's coming around more often.
You know, I was having my goat froyo because YOLO. It was on BOGO.
It's that. It's like, all that. All that.
It's the greatest frozen yogurt because you only live once and it was buy one, get one. That's what you just tried to say?
Right. I hate all those.
What was one more that I... Oh, it, some of these aren't just overused. They're just wrong. And this one makes the list every time we do it. And I hate that we have to do it again, but we have to because people still do it wrong. I could care less.
Oh, that's a big pet peeve. You could not care less. You couldn't care less.
If you could care less, that means you care. If the message you're trying to send is, I don't care about this at all, to say I could care less means there's a level of caring that is underneath the one you're at.
Thank
but
you.
To say I couldn't care less means I'm already at rock bottom.
Boom!
I can't get any lower than my care. So, that's on the list. We've got a bunch of other ones we'll give to you, but we want to hear what words or phrases have got to go. Beth?
Yai.
What's going away?
No, that's not the phrase. That's not the phrase.
Oh, good.
Some people want it to go
yes,
away.
Yes, there are definitely people like that.
When kids end a sentence with, so yeah.
Oh.
It's just a way to like.
It's like they don't know what to say, so they'll say, so yeah.
So yeah.
Well, not even, like, it's just kind of, it's dumber. It's like, so yeah.
But it's almost like, who used to say, was that Bill Murray? Like, at the, because you don't know how to end a sentence and you're like, so I got that going for me.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So it's just a way, it's like, hey, I don't really have an end to this sentence, so yeah.
It'll be like, the planets revolve around the sun, so yeah.
You're right. You could just downward inflect on sun and be done. Yeah, the planets right. revolve around the sun. So yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, you're right. That that should go. It's awkward. Okay. Thank you for the call, Beth.
Never thought of that one.
DJ.
Yai.
What's gotta go away?
No offense, but
oh, yeah, where like they soften the blow by saying...
You're never going to do anything but be offensive after that sentence.
Exactly.
No offense, but you look really fat in those jeans. It's like, why wouldn't I take offense to you calling me fat in these pants?
Know, right?
It's crazy that you even had to put the precursor on it. Yeah, so we...
Yeah, just own up that you're going to offend someone, or maybe don't offend someone.
There you go.
Yeah, just shut up. As soon as you start a sentence with no offense, but we should be allowed to put our index finger across your lips and go, don't.
Just hush.
That's good. Thank you, DJ. Elizabeth.
Yai, guys.
Yai.
Phrases are got to go.
Please go away, chillax.
You know, on this list is also Netflix and chill. Like anything, I think the word chill in general has got to, it's,
yeah, we're getting a
we played it
hand.
Too hard.
Yes.
But chillax is.
I'm chillaxing. I
no.
know. Is that a verb? I don't know.
Who says it though? What gen is it?
My 11-year-old.
Because I was going to say it was getting too old. Like once a phrase gets bumped up into like people in their 40s and 50s and whatever, then it's like, yeah, but yeah. No,
not
that's,
this one. It started young again.
You know what I'm a little shocked, speaking of chillax, that you didn't say anything about Dilly Dilly?
Because I knew you would. Because
I was just watching a commercial the other day, and I'm like, I think they're done with it, because there was a regular Bud Light commercial, and then the commercial right after it, the next time there was a Bud Light commercial, they were storming a castle, screaming Dilly Dilly.
Enough!
And I was like, yes!
No!
Thank you, Elizabeth, for the call. Jeanette?
Hi.
What phrase has to go?
It is what it is.
Yeah. That's actually on the list, by the way.
I use that.
I say it all the time.
Right, because it is what it is. I mean, why don't you say, what else are we going to say in place of that, though?
I don't know what there is about that, but I could just claw people's eyes out.
Once something like that annoys you, you're right. There's no getting past it. Yeah. But there's so many times when like something comes up at your job where it's just been the same way for years, and you're like, you're tired of being the salmon swimming upstream trying to stop us. You're like, it is what it is. They're just going to do things this way.
Yeah.
But you're right.
I know.
It's irritating is what it is. It is.
What it is.
Tori?
Yes. The word that needs to disappear is yeet.
What is this?
Yeet.
I've never heard this one.
Like psych, like, you know, just kidding. It's like taking something back, but like in a really mean way.
What? I've never used it. Use it in a sentence for us.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I just got my nails done. Yeet. Like, it's stupid.
Because you didn't actually get your nails done.
Yeah. And my friend hates the word oof. I don't know why.
Oof.
I hate like it better than yeet.
Well, we used to say psych.
Yeah, at least that means something. What's this?
Well, what does psych mean?
It's short for psychological.
Psych you out?
Psych me out. Yeah, it's that. Psych.
Yeah, what's the root of yeet? You're right. I'm with you. At least psych had some, like, I got inside your brain, but yeet doesn't have any.
Yeah, if you have to explain it, then it kind of is not as powerful.
You're right.
Yeah.
We're getting rid of yeet for you, Tori. You're welcome. Lorenzo.
Yep.
Yes.
Phrase we got to get rid of.
You can't have your cake and eat it too. You know, I never understood that.
You know what? It's one of those things that I say all the time. And if anybody stops me and says, what does that mean? I'm like, I literally have no. When have you ever gotten cake and went, I'm just getting this cake to have?
And not to eat.
Right. I don't understand. It's sitting right in front of me. It's, you know, it's edible.
Hey, the new phrase is have your cake and you eat that damn cake.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.